Now, you mentioned earlier that it really sort of started happening for you when you played Glastonbury in 2004. Yeah. You're back there this summer.
Yeah.
Which is going to be amazing. I've been a few times. It's just a great place to be and a great place to play.
Yeah.
Now, your stage shows can be quite, shall we say, elaborate. The Brit yes. Awards performances spring to mind. Have you got anything special planned yet for Glastonbury this year then?
Well, I really love Glastonbury. Funnily enough, the very first time we played in 2004, I loved it so much, and my husband loved it as well. He came out for the weekend. We loved it so much, we've been back every year since, except last year. So every Glastonbury except last year, since 2004, I've been there. So I was at the Crazy Mud year with Shirley Bassey.
I was there that year as well.
Oh, that was so magical. It was such a great year. Really, really love the festival. So I've written a sort of love letter to Glastonbury that I will be delivering on stage. I do want to do something special. I don't want to give anything away, but we definitely do want to pay tribute in some sort of special way to the country and to the countryside around Glastonbury, which I think is really, really magical.
Whatever you do, I'm sure it'll be a spectacular performance, and we are looking forward to it. You do have a really good relationship with a lot of groups of fans, I believe. Is that true? You do some special things for some as well. Is that correct?
We do a lot of secret gigs, and we'll do a lot of special things for our fans. On the last few gigs that we played in England for the Ta-Da Tour, we had a special little area of our stage, because our stage was built to look like the scissor logo, and we had the scissor legs. And then in between the scissor legs, we had a little area that we called the crotch pit, and we filled it up with fans. There was room for about 50 people in that little area, and we put all of our big fans, had them email in, and we got them in there, which was really, really great, because it gave me and Jake people to vibe off of that were just right there in our faces, and we really, really liked that. And they're the big fans who all know all the words to the songs and have their own little dances and little choreography to different songs, and it was really, really great.
Who do you like musically? Who are the bands or artists that, if you like, inspire you, or the ones that you think maybe at the moment are really, really good?
Love Florence. Oh, she is my red-headed, fiery sister, comrade in arms. She's really great. There's a band out right now called The Drums that I think are really, really great from the States. And one that people probably haven't heard of, whose album I just love, they're also from the States, from Baltimore, which is an excellent city, but they're called Beach House. And they do really melodic, beautiful, sort of atmospheric guitar rock. It's really, really beautiful. And the lead singer sometimes sounds very androgynous, but she sometimes sounds like Marianne Faithfull. So I really like their music a lot.
You did mention, so you are going on tour with a new album. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got sort of that timing for that yet?
I believe you'll be seeing us back in the UK touring before the year is up. We want to take our time to really make this a very, very special tour, something that is obviously visually arresting and giving people more than their money's worth. So we're going to take some time to formulate our plan of attack, but we will be back before the end of the year. You can guarantee that.